Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The Michigan Wolverines were on the wrong side of that divide last night in San Antonio, Texas. The Wolverines got off to a strong start in the NCAA men's basketball title game, then the Villanova Wildcats ran away with it. The final score was 79-62, giving Villanova its second national championship in 3 years. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon was at the game, and he joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
What went wrong for Michigan?
One guy, DiVincenzo. The guy scored 31 points off the bench. This guy is not even a starter, and he was hot as a pistol. So beware the bench warmer.
And yesterday when you and I spoke about the game, you said keep an eye on all of the Wildcats, and DiVincenzo must have heard you. I mean, he pretty much single-handedly undid the Wolverines in the first half, and then he cooled down, and then he lit up again in the second half. What a performance.
Without him, you know, Michigan wins. It's that simple. 31 points were more than enough to win the game for Villanova. This guy was hot, shooting from the outside as well as the inside, driving the lane. Michigan was one bench warmer away from winning by 10 points, but instead they lost by far more. So there you have it. There's the NCAA basketball for you.
Michigan's 6 foot 11 inch star, Mo Wagner, got off to a hot start. I think he had 11 points in the first 5 minutes or so, but then Villanova found a way to keep him in check. He had 5 points the rest of the game. What did you see from Wagner last night?
He played the best game of anybody for Michigan, but not enough. It was not that hard for Villanova to double team him, put, you know, one or two guys on him at least. And at that point, you've got to pass the ball off, then someone else has got to make a shot. So this game was not on Wagner. He could not carry him quite the way he has in other games. But what you got out of Wagner was a human performance, not a superhuman one like DiVincenzo. So that's the difference right there, and that's how you lose the game.
Villanova seemed to get into the heads of the Michigan players at some points during the game. The Wolverines got sloppy with fouls after their strong start, and then Wagner ended up in a bit of a tussle and got a technical foul later on. How much of a factor was that in the game, the mental aspect?
Well, when the wheels come off, the wheels come off, and that's what happened in this game. So at first, the shooting went. They were 3-for-23 from three-point land. If they're even average for themselves, and we're saying 9-out-of-23, the game is tied, or close to it. So that's one problem. Then the shooting goes, then the defense goes, and then your composure goes a little bit with a few bad fouls there at the end. It was simply not Michigan's night. It was Villanova's. They won fair and square, and they were the better team.
John, Mo Wagner considered the NBA draft last season, but eventually came back to Ann Arbor. Do you think there's any chance he'll return for his senior year?
I will give you Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber, so you're saying there's a chance. Until he declares, Doug, for the NBA draft, I will tell you there's a chance, but not much of one. He's done about all he can do in the college game. My strong hunch is he'll be heading for the NBA. If he doesn't, then next year's Michigan team will be a top five ranked team going into the season. They might be anyway, but I see that as very unlikely.
John, win or lose, getting to the Final Four is a special moment for any college basketball program, and then reaching the championship game is even another level. How will you remember this Wolverines Final Four team?
As a greatly overachieving team that was ranked fifth in the Big Ten going into the season and won the Big Ten title game. They had a very good regular season, got to the Final Four, got to the final game. So Michigan will get two banners hanging from Chrysler next year for a Big Ten tournament title as well as for another Final Four. And because John Beilein has been voted by his peers to be the cleanest coach in America, I guarantee you, Doug, and I would never do this with any other coach, I can guarantee you those banners are never coming down. That is not a small thing to be proud of for Michigan.
John, thanks a lot. Get some sleep.
You got it, Doug. Thanks, man.
That's Michigan Radio's John U. Bacon. You can hear John's thoughts on sports on Friday mornings at 8:50 here on Morning Edition.